Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be taking a look at grants to help local small businesses. Those details will be on the way from editor Bill Roy, local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission has approved a $438 million budget for the upcoming year.
Two.
Wichita-based Spirit Aerosystems bringing back some temporarily laid off and furloughed workers.
One.
The Big 12 Conference will hold college football games this fall. Kansas State and Kansas both scheduled to play their season openers in less than a month. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Just now hearing about a traffic accident. This is on Kellogg. Hearing the reports that it's east of Washington Street. So east of Washington Street. Got a traffic accident on Kellogg. Watch out for a slowdown in that area. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Thursday. Mostly sunny today with a high 91 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low down to 73. And then looking ahead for tomorrow, it'll be a sunny day on Friday with a high of 93 degrees. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast, partly cloudy, 73 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 91. The weather forecast here on this Thursday. KNSS News Time is 7:49 with Steve and Ted. A YouTube vlogger arrested on an accusation of violating Hawaii's quarantine rule has released a court-ordered public service announcement on social media. The 20-year-old vlogger posted an online message that included an apology to the people of Hawaii and her fellow Filipinos as a condition of her deferred guilty plea. The video script required approval by Hawaii judicial officials before it was posted. The social media influencer was arrested last month. She broke the state's 14-day quarantine rule after arriving in Honolulu from Manila. He was also prohibited from returning to Hawaii during the pandemic. The government says a man in Ohio pleading guilty to buying a tiger skin rug. U.S. Attorney's Office says Ryan Gibbs of Cincinnati bought a rug last year from a seller for $3,000. The seller was actually not a seller. The seller was an undercover U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agent.
Of course.
Yeah, it was a scam. Yeah. Yeah, it was, the rug had been confiscated from a previous investigation. The man pleaded guilty to one misdemeanor count, only misdemeanor, of violating the federal endangered species law. The man did not dispute the charge. He also agreed to give up a stuffed lion, two stuffed puffins, and a panther skin.
Okay. Two stuffed puffins?
Yeah. Which, you know. Okay.
Besides.
So that's this guy's deal. That's what he does.
A tiger skin rug isn't going to be very good at all. It's not going to match any of the rest of your hair.
All right, 7:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. You know, Elvis Presley in Graceland had the jungle room with all that.
Oh, yeah.
All those
yeah.
stripes and, you know. I kind of imagine that's the layer that Bill Roy has set up is kind of Elvis's jungle room.
Right.
Let's find out. There are some grants to help local small businesses. We'll get the latest on a local business update. Editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Mr. Woodward. Yeah, we used photos from the jungle room to sort of recreate things right here in my bedroom office here on tea time. So, small businesses impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic could be eligible for Sedgwick County operating grants of up to $5,000. The county spending limit is a $5 million pool of federal CARES Act funding. Sedgwick County got the additional money because it has the highest unemployment rate due to the pandemic. Beginning Monday, small business owners can go to a portal on the county's website to apply. Spirit AeroSystems ready to welcome back about 900 workers. Those workers have been on unpaid furlough for 60 days. They're scheduled to report back to work on Friday. Spirit notified furloughed employees that they'll report back on their previous schedule, shift, and work location unless otherwise notified, and employees required to wear a face covering while at work. And one of the co-founders of the Kansas Heart Hospital announcing his retirement, Greg Duick, served as president and chairman of the hospital that he's helped create 21 years ago. Duick had spent 33 years as a physician before founding the hospital that opened in 1999. Thomas Ashcom is the hospital's CEO. He becomes the interim chairman with Duick's retirement. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, it's good to hear from Spirit that some folks are coming back anyway.
Coming back a little bit. Yeah, they were furloughed and now they're coming back. So that's a good thing.
Well, I guess, like 900 of those workers. So
right.
It's not a small number, so that's good.
And they've been on unpaid furlough for 60 days. I bet they're really glad to get back to work.
They're chomping at the bit to get that paycheck process started again.
Absolutely.
7:53 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. How are things going with you here on this third? Were you awakened by any of those storms coming through quickly last night?
I was not. I slept right through it. So I was out pretty good last night, apparently.
I guess I did too. I did not wake up either. Sleeping the pure have great sleep.
Absolutely. There you
pure
go.
Of heart. Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, nothing
else. You and I and probably Jad and, of course, McIntosh thrashes and flails all
night.
Yeah,
no kidding. Hey, let's see. Yesterday we talked about the pizza consumption. Today, question: I got the stats on which nation in the world eats the most beef per capita, most meat per capita.
Boy.
And once again, it's something you might not expect. The answer is Luxembourg.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently,
that's a per capita thing.
The
right?
average Luxembourgian, eats 220 pounds of meat a year.
Wow.
I might give that, whoever that average person is, a run for their money.
And me too, yep.
Yeah. But apparently it just correlates with, if you have a wealthy standard of living, those are the countries that eat most meat.
That makes sense,
And the ones that don't, like China, theirs is pretty low.
Plus the fantastically delicious Luxembourgers.
Exactly, yeah. Make that a double.
Yeah, make it a double and put a hot dog on there and...
And this all emanates from the fact that today is National Filet Mignon Day.
Oh, man. My favorite steak.
So, yeah, that's if it's prepared correctly, that just melts in your mouth.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
You're not even using your knife.
There's some folks around here who know how to put a scald on a filet mignon, I'll tell you that.
You're
much.
Not kidding. All right. Well, now that I'm salivating and my microphone is getting schmutz on it, we need to call this quits here. All right.
That's right.
Thanks, Bill. We'll check with you again 1 hour from now. Get some more great information from editor Bill Roy, local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Thank you, Bill. We're coming up on 7:56 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have a huge 8 o'clock hour on the way. We have our live sports chat from Chiefs training camp with play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. It's coming up about 8:15 this morning. We have entertainment news in the blur.
Christmas is coming early for fans of one country music singer. We'll talk about that coming up on the blur.
Blur at 8:35 this morning, plus news, business, sports, weather, and traffic. The great 8 o'clock hour is on the way. That's why you're listening to us right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.